This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A shipment of U.S. military equipment has arrived in Ukraine. President Biden's warning of enormous consequences if Russia attacks Ukraine. He says he's spoken with every NATO ally, and in his words, we're all on the same page. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
But it's still tough to know if there will be an invasion.
I'll be completely honest with you. It's a little bit like reading tea leaves.
The president says he has no intention of putting troops in Ukraine. He's already ordered some 8,500 U.S.-based troops on higher alert for a potential deployment to Europe. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says more could be added.
We're not taking anything off the table right now.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
San Jose, California City Council has voted to require gun owners to carry liability insurance. This apparently is a first in the nation. Mayor Sam Liccardo.
We can't wait for Congress. Cities are stepping up throughout the country. States are increasingly stepping up as well. We want to encourage folks to deploy approaches that will reduce gun harm in their own communities. We're going to learn from each other.
Gun owners are promising to sue. Scientists and health officials around the world are keeping their eyes on a descendant of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. It's been found in at least 40 countries, including the United States. They call it BA2, and they say it's somewhat harder to detect. Wild volatility in the stock market this week has more eyes on the Federal Reserve's meeting today and whether the Fed will clarify just how fast it plans to tighten credit and potentially slow the economy. Pope Francis says he's suffering from an inflamed ligament in his right knee that makes walking and going up and down stairs painful. He was explaining why he wouldn't go down the steps of the Vatican Audience Hall to greet the faithful. This is AP News. The government's warning that a computer chip shortage could shut down factories. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
The Commerce Department says companies that use semiconductors are down to less than 5 days of inventory, a sharp drop from 40 days in 2019. Chips used to produce automobiles and medical devices are especially scarce. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says the supply chain for semiconductors remains fragile. The Biden administration is calling on Congress to pass stalled legislation that would provide $52 billion for domestic semiconductor production. Chip shortages have disrupted car production during the pandemic, raising prices. Still, it would take years for semiconductor factories to begin operation. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A new government report says extremist groups appear to be interested in attacking the power grid as a way of disrupting things in the U.S. The report is from Homeland Security's Office of Intelligence and Analysis. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.